Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Joa,
and Riley.
Talking about the situation out in California, which of course gets crazier and crazier by the day. Now they're talking about banning all gas-powered lawn equipment and also generators because environment or something.
Yeah.
They want to do a 2045 deadline for a total net zero emissions. And in order to have net zero emissions, you can't have gas-operated anything.
Right.
So, let's talk about these batteries they're using. I'm imagining they're lithium-ion batteries right now.
Or something.
How are these batteries made? Are they recyclable? Recyclable. Can we continue using lithium-ion batteries without damaging the Earth?
Yes, we can. And Elon Musk said that we were going to have to shake the hands with warlords
in Africa?
Yeah, in Africa.
Huh.
Congo.
Congo. Either got to shake hands with warlords or conquer them and then take
their resources.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, making these batteries is expensive, and you can tell because the batteries themselves are very expensive. Now, look, necessity being the mother of invention, there's a good chance, and especially if marketplaces are demanding better battery technology, they're going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna find ways. I think we were reading a story a year ago or something about how somebody discovered you could make power out of common beach sand. Like that there's a way to turn that into a battery.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And like it would be a very effective battery or something. So there's a lot of interesting developments that are out there that are on the either near or far horizon as far as battery power is concerned. So yeah. I personally I'm not really worried about it. And that's the thing is like, I don't freak out about what's going to happen to the environment because I think that nature is way bigger than man.
I think they're going to find more efficient ways of dealing with lithium ion, especially with the carbon tubing technology coming out.
Carbon tubing?
Carbon tubes are molecular structure carbon arrays that they can form them into tubes so they can run electricity through them, almost like an insulator. For very, very small parts. So robots are going to get a lot smaller, surgeries, and all kinds of other things.
I mean, they've got robots that are micro, they're in your bloodstream, nanotechnology, right?
Yeah, and they'll be essentially those bots will be building carbon nano structures in your body to protect you, supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the cusp of some pretty crazy technological advancements, and what we don't need is the government mandating any one particular direction, and that's where the real problem comes in, because who are these bureaucrats and politicians to be able to pick a winner?
That's exactly.
That's essentially what they're doing here.
And that's the thing, is people need to realize that these politicians pick the winners and the losers in the market.
Yeah, especially like I was going to bring up this article about the cannabis, the people that have been prosecuted and thrown in jail for the last 15 years, they're finally getting a chance.
In California.
Yeah. So they already have released 66,000 people, but they're about to release another 58,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and, these might be cultivating charges, and guess what? You're going to have a flood of cultivators out there.
And are they going to nullify their records as well? Let's get into it here in a bit. But we just want to continue here on the Foundation for Economic Education on this situation where people are looking at a total ban for these various different gas-powered equipment. Again, the state of California is looking to go to a net zero emissions by 2045. And according to the story here, they're moving to ban sales. So they haven't yet done it. But they're trying to ban gas-powered landscaping equipment as soon as 2024.
They're also really strong, California, that is trying to ban or reduce the use of coal, electricity or other like combusting forms of generating electricity, like power plants, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So that's another, actually, that's a big reason why the blackouts are occurring. Reason TV was covering this, I think I mentioned earlier, but mm-hmm. that's really where it's happening, is that it was over mandated technology that they're forcing the community to just go along with, and that power plant shut down, but you're gonna have to reduce your usage. As they sit in their ivory towers with, you know,
they got plenty of power.
Oh, yeah, they've got plenty of power. They've got their big screens.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Some landscapers make the electric technology work, and we're talking about electric versus gas landscaping products, and not just those whose equipment is paid for by taxpayers, like in Mountain Brook. Chris Regis is the owner of Florida-based lawn care company SunTech. He's able to actually charge customers up to 10 to 20% more if he provides them with all-electric lawn care. Because remember, we're talking about how much more expensive buying batteries is for the electric lawn care.
So they're going to subsidize this, you're saying?
And he says those are people who are willing to pay extra. They don't care. They just say, I don't want the noise. And these are much quieter equipment. So,
fair enough, yeah.
So they're willing to pay the extra for it. And he says this is all power to them. That's how free markets work. Given the numbers above, though, it would take a lot of lawns to make up the initial investment with only a 10 or 20% upcharge. But Regis's investment is far greater. He's outfitted the company's vans with solar panels for recharging batteries on the go. Each van cost him about $100,000.
Wow.
Reflecting on how much longer the same work now takes him, Jimmy Lane of Mountain Brook's crew asked, are we looking at dollars and cents? And that's an even more pertinent question in California, where energy prices are the highest in the continental United States. It's 23.11 cents per kilowatt hour to get power in California as of June of this year. Gas is more expensive there, too, in large part because of their penalizing policies. But researchers predict electricity prices can only rise in the Golden State thanks to a host of factors. Prices are high in part because the size of the state increases transmission costs, as do wildfires on mismanaged public lands that have knocked out critical infrastructure requiring replacement. But the biggest contributor to the high prices in this is the state's push to adopt wind and solar, which require big upfront investments, but nonetheless necessitate a reliable backup for when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. The problem came to the fore in 2020 for when, for 2 days, California's three big energy companies instituted rolling blackouts across the state where the grid could not meet demand. It was a self-inflicted wound. Given the state's environmental restrictions, many coal-fired power plants are being decommissioned, and thanks to irrational fears, they're not being replaced with clean, reliable nuclear energy either.
It's as if they don't want people to live there, and these are going to be more of the reasons why people don't want to live there.
Yeah.
So,
how many days per month are you going to deal with having no power before you're like, yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, there's nice-looking women here, but let's go. You know,
I wouldn't deal with it. That's for sure. I'd be gone.
I mean, you don't even know if they're women now.
That's a good point. So again, all these restrictions are forcing taxpayers to subsidize massive investments in quote renewables, and power companies make up much of the state's inevitable shortfalls by buying energy from more reliable fossil fuel plants in neighboring states. Unfortunately for Californians, in August of 2020, when the sun set and solar farms went offline, these companies realized they'd miscalculated how big the shortfall would be. Western states were in a grip of a heat wave, and as Californians reached for their AC dials, they lost power altogether.
Mm, that's really bad.
Because if it's hot in California, it's hot in Nevada.
Yep.
And the Nevadans are going to use their power first.
Oh, sure.
And if they have anything extra, sure, they'll sell it to California for 10 times or 5 times as much or whatever. And so guess what? Your power bill in California is going to go up, 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 up.
Yeah.
Losing power is no minor inconvenience, particularly when you live in what's naturally a desert, and especially when it's more than 100 degrees outside. It's not just that people can't charge their Teslas or their mowers. One study in 2020 concluded that more than 5,500 Americans lose their lives due to extreme heat annually. Climate-related deaths are a key indicator of low climate resilience, the ability of a locale to deal with extreme temperatures and weather. And, of course, climate resilience is directly dependent on plentiful, affordable, reliable energy. But increasingly, that's what California is doing away with in favor of the expensive, unreliable energy. Unsurprisingly, the poor suffer the most. Research done in 2020 shows that many in Los Angeles can't afford air conditioners. And many who have them can't afford to run them. because electricity prices are now so high.
That's a sure sign of inflation right there.
Yep, it is.
Absolutely. There's more coming up here, and government manipulation in the marketplace. And they're like they said, they're hurting the poor people the most, and that means you're going to have more poor people literally dying of heat exhaustion.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 360. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open, as always, here. If you're stuck, for whatever reason, living in California, a lot of people have been leaving, especially recently, with the insanity of the COVID crackdowns going on out there, and that's not going to get any better anytime soon. Good reasons to get out. Another good reason is you may not even be able to have a gas lawnmower soon if the government goons get their way. We'll tell you more about that. It's a story Riley brought in tonight. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Joa.
And Riley.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Riley, you had suggested earlier tonight people need to get out of the dollar. They need to look into alternatives like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And
absolutely.
You can do that over at Bitcoin.com. You got to do the education part first. Don't just jump into this without looking, without learning. Take some time. Click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. That'll take you to some information, very, very valuable info, including introductory videos that you can watch. I think one of them, the first one, is 3 minutes long. So if all you got is 5 minutes, we got you covered. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and get started. And then, you know, if you feel like it, watch some more and learn more. You can consume as much as you want about this technology. It's fascinating stuff. But that's a good place to get started. And if you're not brand new, you want to get the latest news headlines, get over to news.bitcoin.com, and they will clue you in as to what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest mistakes people do getting into it is they get a private message from Elon Musk and, here, buy some crypto. And,
send me one Bitcoin, I'll send you two back.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, be wary about what you do and, you know, get knowledgeable before you invest in or... savings.
Well, yeah, being your own bank essentially is what Bitcoin and cryptocurrency allows you to do, is cut out the middleman with money. But that also means you're relying on yourself to be smart and not get taken advantage of. So, you do need to use some caution, buyer beware, and take the time to learn the lay of the land a little bit before you jump in. But Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Now, coming up, we'll get into a little bit of good news, Joe, about California. We're giving some of the bad stuff, but they are going to be letting some people out of prison, maybe nullifying some records. And if you're getting out of prison in California, go ahead and get the hell out.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Don't bother.
If they're not forcing you to stay there on probation, plan to move somewhere else.
Or start growing hemp and create alternative fuel for this pending market of gas bannage.
So, they're looking at banning gas-operated, various different gas-operated things, including lawn equipment. But that's not all. The story over at fee.org continues, saying that California is doing away with reliable energy.
Yeah.
You know, whether you like it or not, a gasoline engine is going to get the job done most of the time and do it relatively low cost compared to some of these newer technologies. Now, that's not to say the newer tech won't become more affordable in the future, but as Riley pointed out, it should not be done at the force of the government. The government should not be mandating these things.
The reason why the government can't be and shouldn't be mandating these things is because they're choosing the winners and losers, and they're forcing you to adopt technology that may not even be ready for prime time.
Yeah, now, as they're finding out here, when they're having huge blackouts because the power grid, they're shutting down coal-fired power plants, and what they're replacing it with ain't cutting the mustard.
It sounds like they're trying to save face for all these investing they did with taxpayer dollars already with the wind and the solar and all that, because they have to make sure that these things are being used and proven to work. So the only way they can prove it to work is if they ban everything that's competing with it.
Yep.
They say that with startling short-sightedness, the state assembly has sent Gavin Newsom, that's the governor there, a bill that will effectively eliminate a go-to backup gas power generators. This bill lumps gas power generators in with the offending landscaping equipment and all other small off-road engines, referring to them as SORES, S-O-R-E-S. They love their acronyms. It encourages, quote-unquote, the California Air Resources Board, which is the state's kind of EPA, to adopt a cost-effective and technologically feasible regulations to prohibit engine exhaust and evaporative emissions from new small off-road vehicles and to consider expected availability of zero-emission generators. Such generators do exist, but they are far more expensive, generate far less power, and most need to be recharged after just a few hours.
Wow.
What is the point of that? How are you going to have a battery-operated generator?
Right. I wonder how much more gas they have to spend, if they're even using gas for the vehicle, because this equipment's heavier. Like, this battery is a lot heavier. Yeah. So you're going to have a truck that's going to run more gas to get to these locations. It just doesn't seem feasible. I don't think these cargo vans or these landscaping vans and trailers, they're not really fuel efficient. And the more you put into them, heavier it is, it's going to make it worse, right?
Yeah. Effectively, I didn't even know that battery-operated generators work. I mean, I guess it makes sense that they even existed because it seems so pointless. Like, why would you want a battery-operated generator that requires being on the power grid to continue operation? How else are you going to recharge the thing? You can't use gas.
Right.
That's the whole idea behind a generator, is you have something besides the power grid that you can rely on.
Yeah, these are like large battery banks.
Yeah.
Is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like just plugging into your Tesla vehicle. You know.
You definitely could buy a solar generator, but they are really expensive.
And it's not going to do much because the tech isn't there yet. You're not going to be able to run the whole house off of solar. You'll be able to run a few things, but
right.
They say consider the Goal Zero Yeti 3000X. It costs $3,400, and an additional $250 kit allows you to use it as a battery backup for your home. After all that, you can power a single refrigerator for less than 2.5 days.
Wow.
That's it. One refrigerator.
That's not enough for a household.
No. And that, of course, drops if you want to, say, power a few light bulbs. By contrast, the Duramax XP1 or 10,000HX can power your whole home, lights, appliances, AC system, continuously running on either gasoline or propane, and it costs just $1,400. When the power went out last August, says Colin Blackwell of El Dorado Hills, California, quote, "We went out and bought an $800 generator so we would have the fridge powered up in the garage at least and be able to have food and everything in the house." Mark Galloway of Cameron Park says he lives in a mountain community where losing power is fairly common. He says you should have something, so having the backup generator and things like that, I think it's on you to really take care of that. It's not like it's something you can't plan for. But if AB 1346, this new prohibition on generators, gas generators, is signed into law, going out and buying an $800 generator will no longer be an option. California legislators have not only cut ties with reality, failing to see that they're heading for ever more blackouts, they also want to cut their citizens' last lifeline to reliable power when these blackouts inevitably occur. Yeah, you're not going to be able to go to Home Depot and come home with a battery-operated generator and start running your household appliances.
Right. No, it's really not going to be an effective solution, and California is not even thinking about this. At least the government isn't.
They don't care.
No, they don't. They get to live in their ivory tower.
Yeah, if somebody did bring this up to them, which I'm sure it will be at whatever, you know, commission hearing that hears this particular bill, and maybe it won't pass, but it gives you an idea of the things that happen in California, they'll just shrug their shoulders. Say, well,
I can see this as a big marketing scheme, too. Like, you know, how
industries... The other generators?
Well, yeah. I can see them, like, you know, a bunch of propane tanks outside, but instead you have a bunch of battery electric charged generators inside.
That's crazy.
That's what we're going to be buying now.
So they say California is committing energy suicide. And if you are staying there, you are asking for punishment at this point. You should start planning to leave. If you're a libertarian, you ought to move to New Hampshire. We'll give you reasons why to do that.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With just hours to go before a partial government shutdown would have happened, the House followed the Senate in passing a short-term spending bill to keep the government running through mid-December. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
keeping the government funded is crucial.
Not only keep government open, keep checks flowing to our veterans and Social Security recipients and the rest, but it's about, again, there's science at the National Institutes of Health, the education of our children, the protection of our environment.
But it passed after Democrats agreed to separate the resolution from a proposal to raise the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning that needs to be addressed in the coming weeks or the U.S. will risk defaulting on its loans. This is USA Radio News. Senate lawmakers were grilling top Facebook executives on Thursday over reports its Instagram platform is harmful to the mental health of young people. Senator Richard Blumenthal is chair of the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protections.
We now know, while Facebook publicly denies that Instagram is deeply harmful for teens, privately, Facebook researchers and experts have been ringing the alarm for years.
Ranking Member Senator Marsha Blackburn agreed.
They encourage older teen siblings to recruit their younger siblings and are actually devising marketing plans to help kids and teens, get this, create secondary or anonymous accounts that they can hide from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, you've got Ian, Joa,
and Riley.
Get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's an event hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. And although physical tickets are sold out, you can still get your virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Now, what is it? It's a new event exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers are from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more. They'll be speaking at this October 16th event. That's coming up fast. Get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com. You can see what people are doing all around the planet to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. Joa, give us a little bit of good news. Not that anyone needs any reason to move to California.
Sure.
But nonetheless, we'll balance out the terrible news with something good. What's going on?
I think a lot of people are going to be leaving, and that's because they're getting out of their jails. And
don't stay.
Yeah, no. And I guess L.A. County has already released 66,000 people, and it'll be a total of 125,000 when they release the next, I guess, 58,000. Numbers
this
are not correct.
This is just L.A. County.
Just L.A. County. Yeah, so prosecutors in Los Angeles will dismiss around 58,000 cannabis convictions in an attempt to reverse the injustice of America's decades-long war on drugs.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty substantial. And a lot of these people are found guilty of just cannabis related offenses. Not like There's no crime.
Right, they
really
didn't rob a convenience store or something.
Right.
Like that.
They just possessed a certain plant that the government said you couldn't have.
Now, are they only? They're only doing possession here. They're not letting people out who were selling it. They're not letting people out who were growing it, right?
Well, I think I'm not really sure on that. I'll read more here.
Okay.
This sends the right signal to the community that the nation was wrong in its war on marijuana and that criminal convictions for marijuana offenses have a disproportionately negative impact on the communities of color. And this comes from Miss Nzota Tegwi. I'm probably butchered that name. But I guess she was an advocate for this to happen. Yeah, it doesn't specifically say, you know, what people were arrested for, but it's not like I don't think they're going to go after him for small distribution or anything like that. These are people that have been in there for 15 years, and that these are not just like small possession. These are a lot substantial things that because the small ones that those people were released when they legalized marijuana in 2018. So a lot of those small time offenses are done with.
Hmm.
And they're not throwing any more people in jail for it. They might be trumping up charges or something like that. But
they will still put you in jail if you are selling without government permission.
Yes, yeah.
Because this criminal organization calling itself government wants to get its hands in everything.
Yeah, and they want to have a monopoly over who can sell and who can't. So they are still going after people because there are still, you know, even in the states where they've legalized cannabis, it's still illegal to do it without asking for permission.
Yep.
And I don't know about California, but I know that in according to the numbers in Massachusetts, and these are obviously estimates because you can't really calculate the black market.
No.
But there's apparently like 50% of customers are still going to the black market.
Yeah, it's not going to die. Well, when the government has its hand in anything, it doesn't matter what it is. It just happens to be cannabis this time. But when they put their hand in it, they got to raise the prices. The shop's got to raise prices.
Because regulations cost money to obey.
Yeah, and this is something that can grow in your backyard or in your basement or whatever. And that people are, you know, they already know the ways to do it, you know, so they're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, I got to say, that's one of the reasons why I'm actually happy New Hampshire hasn't legalized cannabis yet. Because I don't want to see a tax and regulate. I don't want to see a cannabis tax in New Hampshire, in the so-called live free or die state. We're going to have more freedoms around cannabis, and I hope that they're just decriminalized.
Through talks.
Go ahead, Riley.
I just wanted to agree with you, and I said I don't want that to happen either. I want there to be no regulation on cannabis. I want it to be regulated like tomatoes, as Daryl W. Perry used to say.
Which is to say not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be the ideal situation.
Tomatoes are regulated, so. I mean, to a certain degree. I mean, you can grow them in your backyard and consume them. And that brings up a good point.
Because, yeah, but you can grow them and then take them to the farmer's market and sell them without having to ask government permission here in New Hampshire.
Oh, I see. I mean, that could be a federal issue. That's
yeah, when you
point,
say they're regulated, what's the regulation you're
thinking
of? I
guess it's like they could just come and shut you down if you don't have a business license. Or, like, the state.
I don't think you need a license to farm in New Hampshire.
All right.
In New Hampshire's noteworthy because there are not that many licensed regulated businesses.
Well, that's good.
There are some.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too many.
Right.
But compared to California or New York or Illinois or, you know, there's a bunch of states. I don't think New Hampshire is the least of all 50 states. I don't know which state holds that particular trophy, but as I understand it, New Hampshire is one of the lowest of all 50 states as far as actual industries. You don't need, one example of this is, from what I understand, I've never looked into it personally, so this is just hearsay, but I've been told you don't need a contractor's license in New Hampshire.
Wow.
So
that's good.
If you want to go out and like build somebody's house, you know, you don't have to have a license for that.
Right.
Which, in a lot of places, whoa, man.
Yeah, it's a big license.
There's a ton of government mandates between you and being able to, you know, put together a shed for somebody.
Yeah.
You know? Now, that's not to say that there aren't town governments with various different, like, zoning requirements
or
stupid building permits and crap like that, but to actually just be a contractor and do work for people, there's no license in New Hampshire.
Good.
And so there are other examples like that. And obviously, we need to get rid of all licenses.
Yeah.
And maybe someday we'll see that happening here.
They're trying to implement cannabis into the state constitution.
Oh. In New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire.
Oh,
to make it possessing and use.
That's right.
As a constitutional right.
That's coming up this year, right?
Wow.
Somebody filed a constitutional amendment for that.
And this is both sides of the aisle.
Wow.
Because they know that they can't control it. Like, they even bring up examples of Massachusetts, how there's a black market, and it's not going to end.
Right.
And this is why they need to just, like, get rid of all the laws entirely.
That would be amazing. And I remember I was looking through the list of the proposed laws, and I saw that one, and I saw, like, another one. I think there's actually two competing constitutional amendments that are, I haven't read them yet.
But. I think their one is more defining. I don't really know for sure, but they both sound really good, like the intention.
We're going to find out.
I think it's just these gung-ho constitutionalists out there. No offense, but like I feel like you're pushing the imagery of that, the nationalistic look of it versus like the purpose, right? Like, let's not confuse the two. These are rights granted to us. And that, put it in the language, yes, but people are going to do it anyways if they haven't already been doing it.
Well, I mean,
there's nobody in New Hampshire using it, by the way.
If the point is to it, no, actually, New Hampshire years ago was one of the, I think it was the number one state.
Yeah.
For cannabis, at least of people who would admit it.
Yeah.
It was the number one state. I don't know if they still hold that trophy, but at some point they did. I don't oppose what the proposed, I mean, I haven't read the wording yet, but presuming the wording is, it is now constitutionally legal to have and hold and sell and grow cannabis. That would be amazing. Yeah. I'd vote for that in a heartbeat if that were on the ballot.
It's going to be on the ballot.
At first it has to make it through, just like every constitutional proposal. No, three-fifths of the state house and then the state senate.
Yep.
And that's going to be your tough part.
That it's going to happen, the way that the numbers that they're looking at right now.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Going through.
Well, so far.
Let's do it.
Well, that's actually an interesting approach, because what has happened so far, Joe, on these proposals is the Senate has shut them down. So legalization, for instance, has passed the state house. But it has not passed with a veto-proof margin, and it will not pass the Senate. And the reason why the senators say they won't pass it is because they believe that the governor will not sign it.
Right.
And he has said that he will not sign legalization proposals.
Yep.
And so, therefore, the Senate just shuts it down. That's the excuse that they use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would think that if they support it, they should just go ahead and pass it and put it on the dude's desk and see what he does. But that's been their excuse. But if they go through the constitutional amendment route, it doesn't go to his desk.
Right.
In order to get a constitutional amendment to appear on the ballot, it only goes through the House and the Senate. If they get over 60% voting in both the House and the Senate, it shows up on the ballot that year, and the people then have to vote for it over two-thirds.
Remember, Sununu has been pushing a drug that has been literally killing people. Uh-oh, we're going to get shut down again. No, the COVID vaccine.
Oh, that one, yeah. Well, they also pushed the drug alcohol in the state-run liquor stores here in New Hampshire. Yeah. That killed a lot of people.
Exactly. So he's going to sign off on cannabis?
Well, if we pass it constitutionally, he doesn't touch it. It goes beyond him, which is an amazing approach. There's more coming up.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join in here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Joa, and Riley.
Don't forget to check out Joa on his channel on Odyssey.
Yes.
You've got one on that old big tech streaming platform, too. It's called Breaking the Flaw, and you can find it on Odyssey. Just go to our channel first, easiest that way. Just go to video.freetalklive.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on Free Talk Live, and then type in Breaking the Flaw in the search button. Search bar, and it'll come right up.
And I've been enjoying the free Keen stuff because you guys do the NH exit.
Yeah, that's right. That I just posted another one today, as a matter of fact. And you're referencing the Free Keen Odyssey channel, which is at video.freekeen.com. It'll take you straight to that channel, and you can subscribe there. And I certainly would appreciate it. I got 20,000 viewers on that old big tech platform and only like 400 on Odyssey. So getting people to make that flip, man, it's a hard thing to do because people have a habit.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
we are creatures of habit at times, and it's really difficult to break out of something we're so used to.
Yeah. And so what needs to happen is things need to be on Odyssey that you can't get anywhere else.
Right.
So you have to give people a reason to go and do a new thing and create that new habit. And Ron Paul did it apparently recently. There's like I forget exactly what it was, but some sort of Ron Paul related video they posted on social media that it is only available on his Odyssey channel.
Right.
So you want to see the latest Ron Paul, you got to go to Odyssey.
Some of my videos ended up being taken down from YouTube, but they're up on Odyssey.
Only on Odyssey. That's the thing. And I've been doing now over on the Free Keen channel, I've been only putting up teasers on the old big tech platform. So you cannot watch any more full Free Keen content on that old platform. So, I don't care that there's 20,000 viewers on that channel. It's like, if you're not going to make the flip to Odyssey, you'll watch the first 2 minutes, and then you won't see any of the rest of what we got.
Right.
You know? Sorry. Here's some. You want to talk about good news? Now, that was good news about California letting some people out of jail and nullifying their records. That's good news. But even better news, yesterday in New Hampshire, an executive council meeting with the governor was completely canceled and shut down.
Yay! Congratulations!
Because of the existence of a group of protesters. In fact, hundreds of people and this is the mainstream media admitting to this, hundreds of people came to an event. It was at St. Anselm's College, and the room in which the event was held, I'm looking at a still frame from the video here from WMUR. I'm seeing probably 100, you know, people in this room. Maybe it held 200. I'm not seeing the whole room, so I'm going to say maybe a couple hundred people.
Yeah, it does seem like that.
But there were apparently at least 200 more people outside. They wouldn't let them in due to, quote-unquote, fire code. And so there were a lot of protesters at this particular hearing. What was it about? Well, according to the coverage, they were looking to approve a $27 million handout from the federal government for COVID-19-related spending.
Wow.
Now, this was referenced in another story that I have not shared in full, but New Hampshire Public Radio wrote a story about, headline, Established New Hampshire Libertarian Activists Drive Coronavirus Protests. It was all about how a bunch of libertarians, like Free Staters and such, are behind a lot of the anti-COVID crackdown movements out there.
And they got to call it a COVID protest to use the fear-mongering of the day.
Yeah, and it's really an interesting story. If we get a chance, we'll talk about it one of these days. But they talked about this $27 million in this story, and apparently a House panel rejected the $27 million because, well, welcome to New Hampshire. There's actually some freedom-loving people in the state house, and the state rep who is in charge of the panel that said no to the $27 million, he's quoted in this article, and I'm trying to just jump to wherever that was. The state rep that was running this particular panel basically said, here he is, Kenneth Whaler, said he didn't believe what state health officials are saying about COVID infections and cited so-called disinformation, that's what NHPR is calling it, about the efficacy of vaccines. The head of the panel that rejected the $27 million in federal money said, quote, there's no one in government you can trust, unquote.
Of course you can't trust government. This organization called government has not gained anybody's trust. It lies all the time.
But this is a guy who's running a government panel in the state house. So it just gives you an example of what it's like here in New Hampshire. Yeah. You've got
this is why I love being in New Hampshire, because you have people in government who believe in freedom.
Now, I don't know what happened between him and that panel rejecting this $27 million. And this meeting that was supposed to happen yesterday, because the meeting yesterday was supposedly about accepting or whether or not the state should accept. So apparently they somehow went over this guy's head and they went to the state executive council. So for listeners that aren't familiar, in New Hampshire, it's a little different than a lot of states. In a lot of states, there's a governor and a lieutenant governor. We don't have that. New Hampshire has a governor and no lieutenant governor. So it's just the governor, and beneath him, or next to him, if you will, is a five-person, what they call executive council. The governor, as I understand it, cannot spend more than, $1,500 or something. There's some low amount, maybe it's $15,000, whatever it is. For in state money terms, it's nothing.
Right.
He has to get approval on large expenditures or big things from this executive council. If the executive council won't sign off with a majority of the five-person executive council, the governor can't move on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they were having. They were having a meeting of the executive council yesterday. And here's the report from WMUR, which is the big television station. It's really almost the only. I guess there's a cable channel kind of in New Hampshire. It's the only broadcast.
Let's not mention their name.
Well, I'm going to give them credit. They reported on it.
The executive council meeting was held at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics in Manchester, but it fell apart before it could even begin.
By the way, one of the people shouting "shut it down," kind of leading that chant, is Frank, a.k.a. Footloose, who we've had on this show a number of times. Great activist. I think he's got to be activist of the year for COVID-19.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
Great guy.
He's definitely a
ballsy activist. And
sticks his neck out.
Normally, I'm a critic of chanting. I don't like it. I find that it typically is at an event. It's a kind of this mindless thing that people do.
It can be, definitely, for sure.
But here it's strategic. And I got to say, I support it in this instance because they are literally shouting down government bureaucrats in their own meetings. Yeah. Let me continue here.
Protesters opposed to COVID-19 vaccine mandates forced the cancellation of the meeting after people, including some public health employees, left in fear of their safety.
Yeah. They're so afraid of their safety.
Fear of freedom. They actually had state police escort state people, state government bureaucrats off the premises because they were so afraid of what exactly? They claim threatening activists.
Yes.
But if they were actually threatened, the state police would have gone in and arrested them. So I don't believe the claim that anyone was threatened at this
particular
event.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. These government gangsters like to fear the freedom of people in protest because they might lose their jobs, or something might happen if these government bureaucrats lose their jobs. It's just so silly.
Yeah, the Sununu is saying that threatening individuals to get what you want, it's not good government, and it's terrible, frankly.
That's exactly what
government
does. I
think it was funny that you said frankly, because...
That's what they do. That's what the state does every single day. They threaten people.
It's like it's kind of like with the IRS. It's like people don't want to pay taxes, but they're going to fill out that W-2 form and get it stolen from them so they can keep a job. But then it's like then the IRS comes to you like, hey, you want this check? No, I don't want your check. I want my money back.
I never want to see you again.
Yeah, like I don't want to see you. Like this Fed's coming in trying to give us money. No, you can go kick rocks because we don't need you. Stop stealing from us. Like let bygones be bygones and let us be free.
Exactly. Here's the rest of the report.
I'm right here. You want to use the face wear mask? I'm trying. You want to come on face mask? I'm right here.
I've never seen
that's again Footloose yelling at a group of bureaucrats to make him take the vaccine because he's not going to wear a mask.
That's right.
He's not going to obey. And he runs a group which I love the name of. It's called Absolute Defiance. Here's a little bit more.
That in a council meeting, I would hope to never see that again.
Executive Councilor Cindy Warmington says she expected to see councilors at the meeting, given the topic federal funding for state vaccination efforts has been a hot button issue. But she says she never expected this.
Saying to people, I know where you live, I think that's intimidating and threatening, and I was very surprised by that.
Governor, I know where she lives.
Yeah.
Oh, have you been to her house? No, but I should, because she's a public official, and I can look her up easily.
Well, this is the problem here. People think that disrupting these government officials' lives is bad. It's not. It's the best thing we can do. They're disrupting our lives. It's time we disrupt their lives. Get out of our lives, politicians.
I believe you're doing it peacefully. Yes. And yelling at them is peaceful. It's not hurting them.
Oh, yeah.
And drowning them out from their own meetings, making them cancel every single meeting that they have. By the way, Sununu canceled an appearance he was going to have out here in the Cheshire County area because he was worried about people showing up to it who didn't like him. More coming up tomorrow. We'll see you then. Free Talk Live.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. phones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.